Thank you. Thank you. he woke up. And was confused. Dr. Wayne says you want me back. You couldn't leave it, could you? You had to meddle.
This place leads nowhere. On the contrary. Grief. It's not a disease. It's a natural, healthy reaction. You can't just remove it. You mustn't.
Wayne knows you're a therapist. He says you shouldn't treat your own family.
In principle, I agree, but...
But you're just so much smarter, aren't you?
I love you. Nothing hurts more than to see the one that you love subjected to mistakes and wrongs. No therapist can know as much about you as I do.
No,
it'll change.
Will it get any worse?
Yes, it will.
You've always been distant from me and Nick. Now that I come to think of it, very distant.
Okay. Can you give me some examples of this?
Hell, that's not that difficult to understand. Like, last summer, for instance. You were terribly distant last summer. As a father and as a husband. And that was Nick's last summer you missed out on. Too bad. I never interested you until now that I'm your patient. Perhaps I'm not supposed to talk about these things.
There's nothing you can't talk about.
You're indifferent to whether your child is alive or dead. I bet you have a lot of clever therapist replies to that, haven't you?
Well, actually, it was to honor your wish. You wanted peace to rest.
Perhaps I didn't mean it.
What I understood is that you wanted to ride alone. That you and Nick were going to go to Eden, just the two of you. That way you could finish your thesis.
But I didn't.
You didn't?
You see? I didn't even know that.
Why did you give up? That's not like you.
The whole project just seemed less important up there. As you said when I talked to you about my subject, glib.
I never called your subject glib.
Perhaps you didn't use that word, but that's what you meant. And all of a sudden, it was glib. Or even worse, some kind of lie.
I see.
No, you don't see. You see a lot of things, but not that.
Inhale on the count of five. Call me. Just follow me. Do it with me. Inhale. Inhale on the count of five. Inhale. Two. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm going to teach you how to breathe. Inhale. Two. Three. Four, five, hold. Two, three, four, five, exhale. Three, four. Good. Imagine you're blowing on your thistle blooms. Cool, quietly. Yes, that's good. That's good. That's really good. I told you there would be a change. You're still mourning, but you're in a new phase.
What phase?
Anxiety.
Anxiety?
Yes.
This is physical. Dangerous.
No, it's not dangerous. Just as your grief wasn't dangerous. The main part of anxiety is physical. Dizzy spells, dry mouth, distorted hearing, trembling, heavy breathing, fast pulse, nausea. But it's not good for us. Do the breathing. Hold. Exhale.
Do you love me?
Yes, I do.
Help me.
That's what I'm doing. That's the only thing that really works. Everything else is just talk. You have to have the courage to stay in the situation that frightens you. And then you'll learn that fear isn't dangerous. Let's make a list of things you're afraid of. At the top, you put the situation you fear the most.
But I don't know what I'm afraid of.
Just take your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm thinking but can't I just be afraid without a definite object?
Ladies and gentlemen, I've traveled over half our state to be here tonight. I couldn't get away sooner because my new well was coming in at Coyote Hills and I had to see about it. That well is now flowing at 2,000 barrels and it's paying me an income of $5,000 a week. I have two others drilling and I have 16 producing at Antelope, so... Ladies and gentlemen, if I say I'm an oil man, you will agree. Now, you have a great chance here. Bear in mind, you can lose it all if you're not careful. Out of all men that beg for a chance to drill your lodge, maybe 1 in 20 will be oil men. The rest will be speculators. That's men trying to get between you and the oil men to get some of the money that ought by rights come to you. Even if you find one that has money and means to drill, he'll maybe know nothing about drilling. You'll have to hire the job out on contract, and then you're depending on a contractor. Or rush the job through so he can get another contract just as quick as he can. This is the way that this works.
What is your offer? We're wasting time.
Yes, please.
I do my own drilling. And the men that work for me, and they are men I know. I make it my business to be there and to see their work. I don't lose my tools in the hole and spend months fishing for them. I don't botch the cementing off and let water in the hole and ruin the whole lease. I'm a family man. I run a family business. This is my son and my partner, H.W. Plainview. We offer you the bond of family that very few oil men can understand. I'm fixed like no other company in this field, and that's because my Coyote Hills well has just come in. I have a string of tools all ready to put to work. I can load a rig onto trucks and have them here in a week. I have business connections, so I can get the lumber for the derrick, such things go by friendship in a rush like this. And this is why I can guarantee to start drilling and to put up the cash to back my word. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what the others promise to do, when it comes to the showdown, they won't be there.
Heard you were planning some renovations.
Yes, our congregation is growing strongly. We need more room.
Well, that was one goddamn hell of a show.
Did you see this?
No.
Tell me where it hurts. Where does it hurt you? Where does it hurt you?
I can't hear my voice.
Were you hit in the head? Were you hit in the head? Tell me. Tell me if you were.
I can't hear my voice.
Do you want this stop? You wait here for me.
And you wait here for me.
I'll be back. I'll be back in a minute. You wait here.
Help me.
I'm gonna take care.
Wait here. Stay here. Stay here, son. I'm gonna fix this.
Help me.
It's gonna be fine.
Help.
Wait for me here. Hold
me.
It down. Hold it down.
Two of the fellas, bring up some hoses. Kelly, set the roof. Don't quit before it gets too hot.
In the field, we're offering to buy you out.
One night, I'm going to come to you inside of your house, wherever you're sleeping, and I'm going to cut your throat.
God has told me what you must do. What is that? You should be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, but I am.
have been washed, Mr. Bandy. I have been.
It's your only way to salvation. And your only way for what you want. You can take it at the Church of the Third Revelation.
I'll pay you $3,000.
I'd like you to be part of our church.
I'll pay you $5,000.
Be baptized. Be forgiven for this sin that you've done.
A sinner with us here who wishes for salvation. Daniel, are you a sinner?
Yes.
Oh, the Lord can't hear you, Daniel. Say it to him. Go ahead and speak to him. It's all right.
Yes.
Down on your knees. And to him. Look up to the sky and say it.
What do you want me to say?
Come here, and you've brought good and wealth, but you have also brought your bad habits as a backslider. You've lusted after women, and you have abandoned your child. Your child that you raised, you have abandoned all because he was sick and you have sinned. So say it now. I am a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
Say it louder. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Louder, Daniel. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I am sorry, Lord.
I am sorry, Lord.
I want the blood.
I want the blood.
You have abandoned your child.
I've abandoned my child.
I will never backslide.
I will never backslide.
I was lost, but now I am found.
I was lost, but now I'm found.
I have abandoned my child. Say it. Say it.
I've abandoned my child.
Say it louder. Say it louder.
I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my child! I've abandoned my boy!
Beg for the blood!
Give me the blood, Eli. Let me get out of here. Give me the blood, Lord, and let me get away.
Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Get out of here, devil! Out, devil! Out, sin! Do you accept the Church of the Third Revelation as your spiritual guide? Christ as your Savior!
Yes, I do.
I'd be happy to work with you.
Yes, yes, of course, that's wonderful.
But there is one condition for this work.
All right.
I'd like you to tell me that you were a false prophet. I'd like you to tell me that you are have been a false prophet. And that God is a superstition.
But that's a lie. It's a lie. I cannot say it. When can we begin to drill?
Very soon.
How long will it take to bring in the well?
It shouldn't take long.
I would like a $100,000 signing bonus plus the $5,000 that is owed to me with interest.
That's only fair.
I am a false prophet, and God is a superstition. If that's what you believe, then I will say it.
Say it like you mean it.
Daniel.
Say it like it's your sermon. Don't smile.
I am a false prophet. God is a superstition.
Why don't you stand up? Put your glass down.
False prophet, God is a super.
Eli, stop. Just imagine this is your church here, and you have a full congregation.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
Just again.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
Can't hear you at the back.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition. I am a false prophet, God is a superstition. I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
Those areas have been drilled. Those areas have been drilled.
Oh, they haven't.
Yes, it's called drainage, Eli. See, I own everything around it, so of course, I get what's underneath it.
But there are no derricks there. This is the bandy track. Do you understand?
Do you understand, Eli? That's more to the point. Do you understand? I drink your water. I drink it up. Every day, I drink the blood of lamb from Bandy's track. You can sit down again. Paul, who was chosen. He found me and told me about your land just a fool.
Why are you talking about
I did
Paul?
What your brother
don't
couldn't.
Say this
I broke
to me.
You and I beat you. It was Paul who told me about you. He's the prophet. He's the smart one. He knew what was there and he found me to take it out of the ground. You know what the funny thing is? Listen. I paid him $10,000 cash in hand. He has his own company now. Prosperous little business, 3 wells producing $5,000 a week. Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
No.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. Where were you when Paul was suckling at his mother's teat? Where were you? Who was nursing you, poor Eli? one of Bandit's sounds. That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had.
If you would just you take this lease, Daniel.
Drain it, Eli, you boy. Drain dry. I'm so sorry. If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw. Watching. And my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Don't bully me, Daniel.
Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? I am the third revelation. I am who the Lord has chosen.
Daniel!
I'm smarter than you! I'm older!
I'm your old friend, Daniel!
I'm not a false prophet!
Help me, please!
Devilish boy! I am the third revelation! I am the third revelation! I told you I would eat you! I told you I would eat you up!